Job chapter 23. And Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his seat. I would order the cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Would he plead against me with his great power? Nay, but he would give heed unto me. There would an upright man reason with him, and I should be delivered forever from my judge. Lo, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I do not perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I behold him not. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I see him not. But he knoweth the way that I take. He trieth me. I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held to his steps. His way have I kept, and not turned aside. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have laid up the words of his mouth more than the purpose of my own heart. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, that he will do. For he will perform what is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. I consider, and I am afraid of him. For God hath made my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he hidden the gloom from me."